Yes, sir. I like to welcome everybody to the G-Lou Show. Fabulous Lowrider, oldies, every Sunday night. Hosted by G-Lou and Big Flossie. Long Beach in the house. Yes, sir. Let's roll. Thinking of a master plan. I'm in the studio late night vibing, man. Thinking how I can expand, take the show to a new level. OG Sundays, foot to the gas pedal. Stepping with my homie Big Floss from the east side, Long Beach. Homie, every week this how we ride. Playing all the oldies and lowrider classics. You bring it all together, make it sound fantastic. Long talk radio, the internet's who blasted. Straight to the streets, got the lowriders mashing. Now everybody asking the number one question, the number one show. No doubt we confess it. And homie, it's a blessing, and do it how we do. Get love from the brown, black blood to the cuz. The cuz we love this, we do this for the people. Every Sunday night you can see us through your peephole. Dipping, no slipping, no set tripping. Only thing we shooting is a movie, listen. Shout out to the homies in the Lou, in the A-Town, Tampa, Chicago, even in the Bay now. We got everybody tuned in to the number one show. Where they doing it at? Again, I'm B-City Voice Finest. So anything you miss when the show's done, you can just rewind this, homie. Yeah, it's the G-Lou Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies, G-Lou, Big Flossie, Eastside LBC, LAC, that part. Shout out to the homie Hank. Shout out to BCB, BBC, all the homies. Come take that ride with us every Sunday night. Flight. And we out. OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies, let's go.
long time no see. Looks like you've lost your best friend. I can understand it. I've been under the weather a bit myself. Hey, let's stop kidding ourselves. You know, I've been a little crazy lately since we stopped seeing each other. I guess we would never know that unless we got a chance to talk.
Don't be lonely. You're not the only one who feels the way you do. Don't be lonely. You're not the only one whose heart's been broken too.
Like that. Welcome back, everyone, to OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Oldies with G Lou. Shout out to Queen G, my co-host, DJ Maniac. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, the G Lou Show After Hours Live, Street Level Clothing. You dig what I'm saying? What was I going to say? Want to spend a special shout out to someone else. It slipped my mind. But shout out to everyone tuned in. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate the love from the land to Japan all the way back to this one right here. 914-803-4001 is the calling number. You want to call in, press 1 to speak, and we'll bring you in. Let me bring in my co-host, the lovely Miss Queen Jean, and we got the homie DJ Maniac rolling with us tonight. What up, Queen?
Hey. What's going on, Kings? Good evening. How are you all doing?
Doing great.
Yeah,
what up, Maniac?
Nothing much. Oh, man. I feel
how
all right.
Living?
It's crazy. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I say, how you living out there, in your words?
Oh, I'm living all right. I was about to say, it's crazy. I was just listening to the instrumental of that, of Cameo,
oh, wow.
Don't Be Lonely. Yeah.
Wow. Ain't that something? We think alike, bro. Shout out
to
you.
Love Cameo.
Yeah, me
you
too,
know,
man. Cameo. I learned them. Yeah, Cameo, me too. I love. They got ballads, but I just got to learn and appreciate their funk more over the years, man. They might be one of the baddest funk bands ever. Like, I used to look at, you know, Cameo had a few different runs, you know, in times. They had bad stuff all the way around, but that funk, man. Jeez Louise, yeah, they are bad.
Yes. She's strange. Oh, man.
Yeah, I like it.
It's like
yeah,
candy.
Yeah, all that.
In your phone.
All that. That's a bad boy right there.
For me.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a beautiful thing. What's going on tonight, y'all?
Well, I would like to ask everybody if they can just say a prayer for my cousin. She's 51, and she finally got blessed to get a kidney transplant. So she's at the hospital now receiving that. So all praise to the Most High, because if you know about transplants, you have to be ready when they call you, and sometimes there's a long waiting list. I'm a recipient of a transplant. So when you are able to get that, that's like all praise to the Most High, for real. So just say a prayer for her when she come out, that she, for her strength. Thank
right.
you.
Yes, yes, prayers up. Yes, Queen. Will do. Shout out to everyone out there tuned in. If you're in need of prayer, we send prayers your way and pray for someone else. Everyone needs a little prayer,
absolutely.
A little help. You know what I mean? So,
All prayer helps, you know what I mean? So please do that, and don't forget to pray yourself, you know what I mean? You got it 7 days without prayer makes one week, I'd have told y'all, man. So try to do that, incorporate something good in your life, you know what I mean? Live every day to the fullest and the best you can, and try to be a better person than you were the day before. Sometimes it's hard, but we got to try, y'all. Just try, you know what I mean? It's OG Sundays.
What the effort?
The effort. It's about the effort, right? The effort.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's a marathon, not a sprint, so you ain't got to do it all in one try, but just try a little bit every day. That's all. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Neighborhood Nip. G-Lou Queen Jean. Yeah. It was raining earlier. Yep.
Oh, it's pouring right now. Pouring. I know, right? I love it, though.
It's a beautiful thing.
I can stand the rain against my window pane.
Can you stand the rain?
I can stand the rain against my window pane, yep. I just can't walk in the rain with the one I love. That's all.
Oh. Okay.
There you go. that's
hold hands, DJ perfect. Maniac. Is your hand reached out? I got it. Let's walk.
That's a perfect segue. Right here, Ronnie Laws.
Let's go.
Strangers hold Friends. Up. Let's go, y'all.
Sabbath Sunday.
That part.
No right, though. Bye bye.
Wayne Jean, your Sunday musical supervisor for the G Lou OD Lowrider Show. Come and take that ride with the G Lou tribe. Feel the chill vibe. Also, I want to thank G Lou for the opportunity and platform that has been given to many of us. May the Most High continue to bless the show with longevity. Let's roll.
though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That rod and that staff, they comfort me. Thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointed my head with oil, so my cup runneth over. Surely the goodness and the mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Waking up in the morning from another day, stressed from the pressure. Forgot to thank the Lord that I'm blessed. Grab my keys off the dresser, iron my clothes, punch the clock, cause the day of work I got a full load. Looking at my life cause the time goes by so fast. Nowadays any day can be your last. Drink another glass of the Hen, getting drunk by myself, reminiscing by my friends. Think about the ones I lost to jealousy and sin, the ones that hate on me cause I'm born again. I would never lose, I swear to God I'ma win. Wash my hands with the past cause it's 2010. Gotta give a shout out to my loved ones and kin, my mother, my brother, my daughter, and my girlfriend. I love y'all, and through it all we gon' make it. So on my 8th album you about to witness greatness. Paint a perfect picture only for the chosen few, cause only a few can see the pain I go through. G. Lou my old school vibing, old school riding, out to the Isley, drifting on another memory. 2010 going in for the 21st century. Will I go to heaven in the end? It's a mystery. Only God knows why being in my history. I ain't got friends, only niggas that pretend to be. Niggas suspect, so I look at them suspiciously. 89 original, some niggas knowing 20 deep. Started as a BG, moved to an OG. Made it to my 30s, hope I live to see 40. Cause every day I'm trying to live better than the old me. Niggas don't know me, they just so phony. Matter of fact, half of y'all niggas still owe me. Niggas looking at me like I owe them something. Standing with their hand out, mouth out poking. Niggas won't work, said it ain't no opening. So they just hustle in the hood selling dope and sit around the house all day just smoking. Brain on drugs, X weed and coking. Nigga, I'm hoping that y'all can make it out, cause we in the last days, it's a 3-year drought. It ain't no more work, all you niggas sold out. Told on your best friend, I ain't never get out. Shout out to the homies in the pen doing life, and the rest in the grave cause they couldn't get it right. Right, 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 right. Now they couldn't get it right. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should fear no man, no evil, I stay blessed. I'm the best of the worst, the gift is a curse. So I guess I'm the last one left. I'm the last one left, I'm the last one left, I'm the last one left. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I should fear no man, no evil, I stay blessed. I'm the best of the worst, the gift is a curse. So I guess I'm the last one left, I'm the last one left, I'm the last one left.
Yeah. Welcome to the city of sin. Living in the city of angels, and you'll still hear them sing. Welcome to the city of sin. Living in the city of angels, and you'll still hear them sing. Lullaby to the night.
That's that Teddy P right there. OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider, Oldies with G Lou, Queen Jean. DJ Maniac is here, and Cousin Marcy just pulled up as well. What's going on, y'all?
Oh, Cousin Marcy.
Hey. I was just thinking about the brother that got cut from the Eagles because he was gang affiliated. What is his name? DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. But
like,
I mean,
wow,
he did. But I think he was able to come back later, and he actually he was able to come back later. It's a few years ago when that happened. That's because he was with the Eagles. That's a little old, but he was able to come back in the league and then move around, and he actually wound up going back to the Eagles, and he retired last year, so he actually retired from the Eagles, so that did happen. There was some controversy, but he was okay later on. He wound up coming back to the Eagles, and like I said, he's retired from them now. That's DeSean. He's from L.A. Shout out to DeSean Jackson.
Yeah. I'm at the start doing fact checks.
I mean, it's a fact, but it's just not recent. It happened, though, before.
Yeah. Queen Cousin Marcy, what's happening?
Hey. I made it, everybody. Happy Sunday, y'all. So good to hear y'all voice. I'm sliding on in here like, you know, when Hammer bum rush the stage and he slide all throughout.
Oh my god. Oh Lord. Hey Maniac,
you gotta start.
I don't know if you sound like you be in a tunnel or something. So you gotta come on in a little bit so we can hear you a little more, baby bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, my fault. Can you hear me now?
You good? Yeah, I hear you clearly. You probably was on speaker or something. That's cool. But I just want the people
to know
what you're
doing, Maniac. You always be like,
what about me?
About
do
you,
I have an echo?
Single. You over there single or no? You don't have an echo. What's happening over there?
Nothing.
Okay. King G. Lucia, you sound like you was in a tunnel. Come up. I mean, get out the tunnel.
Oh, Lord.
See that? I ain't even go there like that. Queen, you crazy.
No, I wasn't there either. I meant to say get out the tunnel. I wasn't there either, but see, a goat.
Oh, my God. Shout out to Maniac and the Queen. Hey, we got the
that Black Panther look he got going on.
Uh-oh, yeah. That's Maniac. That's how he get him. That's how we say he get him, though, with that right there. You know what I mean? Shout out to Maniac.
Yeah, but...
Shout out to
your sound is good, Queen.
Shout out to
your sound is good.
Oh, perfect.
Oh yeah. You're good. Your mic sounds nice. Check one. Shout out to your other cousin Trey Baby too, because she called in the other night and showed some love. I know that made Maniac's night right there. So shout out to Trey Baby, man. Much love to you, Trey.
Oh yeah, Friday night.
Check you out.
Yeah, he was happy.
Check you out. He said this.
Hey, shout out to the track.
DJ Maniac.
Right. That's him.
Don't blush too hard now. You're going to break the speaker now. Don't you blush too hard over there now.
Mark,
shout out to Maniac. Hey. It's OG Sundays. We got the announcements covered up shortly. I think we got Marcy's minute. We got Marcy's minute tonight.
We do. You know, the people is always doing some crazy stuff, so of course we do. Got to ride on these fools.
Ride on them. OG Sundays, G Lil Cousin Marcy, Queen G, Maniac. Let me do this for DJ Maniac. We'll be right back, y'all.
Nuh-uh.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you. Saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear. Whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy, and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Jacket so you can walk over a puddle. I give you a rose, pull out your chair before we eat. Kiss you on the cheek and say, ooh girl, you're so sweet. It's deja vu whenever I'm with you. I could go on forever telling you what I do, but where you at, you're neither here nor there. I swear I can't find you anywhere. Damn sure ain't in my closet or under my rug. This love search is really making me bug. And if you know who you are, why don't you make yourself seen? Take a chance with my love and you'll find out what I mean. Fantasies can run, but they can't hide. And when I find you, I'ma pour all my love inside. I need love. You never scold you, just love you. Suck on your neck, caress you and rub you. Grind, moan, and never be alone. If you're not standing next to me, you're on the phone. Can't you hear it in my voice? I need love bad. I got money, but love something I never had. I need your ruby red lips, sweet face and all. I love you more than a man who's 10 feet tall. I watch the sunrise in your eyes. We're so in love when we hug, we become paralyzed. Our bodies explode in ecstasy unreal. You're as soft as a pillow and I'm as hard as steel. It's like a dreamland, I can't lie, I've never been there. Maybe this is an experience that me and you could share. Clean and unsoiled, yet sweaty and wet. I swear to you, this is something I'll never forget. I need love. I'm no longer a playboy on the run. I need something that's stronger. Friendship, trust, honor, respect, admiration. This whole experience has been such a revelation. It's taught me love and how to be a real man. To always be considerate and do all I can. Protect you, you're my lady and you mean so much. My body tingles all over from the slightest touch of your hand. And understand, I'll be frozen in time till we meet face to face and you tell me your mind. If I find you, girl, I swear I'll be a good man. I'm not gonna leave it in destiny's hands. I can't sit and wait for my princess to arrive. I gotta struggle and fight to keep my dream alive. I search the whole world for that special girl. When I finally find you, watch my love unfurl. I need love. Fantasies, they go through my mind, and I've come to realize that I need true love. And if you want to give it to me, girl, make yourself seen. I'll be waiting. I love you.
Listening to OG Sunday's Lowrider Oldies for all the homies and the homegirls. Tuning in to the G-Lu Show on Blog Talk Radio. Hit that switch.
and wonders what might have been. Something up ahead. Hey, should I keep this same direction or go back instead? I keep hearing footsteps fading in the dark. Oh, in the dark. Why?
Check it out, we got Queen Jean coming up next with them announcements for the evening, so hang tight.
Thank you. Oh, man, everything great, man. I just want to say shout out to all the G-Lou listeners, man, that's listening from the land of Japan, Long Beach, England, man. We love y'all, man. All the ladies that's listening, man. We love y'all, man. From the G-Lou show, from Flossy B, man, Hank to the Gangster, man, and G-Lou, man. We love y'all, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Sunday show, we play those great OG, fabulous lowrider oldies. That's what you get from us on Sundays. So always tune in with us on Sundays. I'm going to shout out some YouTube channels. Marcy's Minute, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, and Urban Realness, Writer for Life Films, and G Connect. And also our YouTube channel, The G-Lou Show. And these are the contents that is happening over there. The After Hours show, that's every Sunday night with Queen May Love. Oldies Rule Forever. Monday, Let's Talk About It. Tuesday, Changing the Game. That's one of the newest ones. Friday night interviews, you never know who G. Lou is going to be interviewing. And Saturday night is Conversations in the Hookah Lounge. So head on over to the YouTube channel and check all those out. That's a busy channel over there. See, G. Lou is a man of all hats. I don't know when
Thank
he gets to sleep. I don't know when he rests. I have no clue, y'all. I have no clue. He managed to do all
I don't.
This with little rest and still look good. Who does that? Like,
thank you, Queen. That's blessed.
That, you know? Absolutely. February the 1st, there's going to be a farewell tour. And the reason why I'm saying this, giving this out early, because tickets are on sale now. It's a farewell tour, Make It Last Forever, with Keith Sweat, Tyrese, SWV, and Pretty Ricky. The first one will be at the Target Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Tickets can be purchased through Ticketmaster, AXS, or SeatGeek. You can get the rest of the dates and locations just by simply Googling Farewell Tour, Make It Last Forever. Because as I see it, the dates are highlighted in different colors. So if it's in blue, you're going to get Tyrese and Pretty Ricky and Keith Sweat. And then if it's in pink, you're going to get SWV and Pretty Ricky. So you'll have to Google it to find out when and the exact space that they're going to be in. But they're going to be on tour the month of February to the 2nd of March. I do know that much information. December the 22nd is Anita Baker, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the Crypto Arena at 1111 South Figueroa Street in Los Angeles. Ticketmaster for your tickets and AXS again. Also, the Hudson Theater presents to you a play, Dreamscape. It's a live theater production that explores the journey of a teenage African-American girl and her inner journey weaving through the impact of 12 fatal bullets on the tragic night of December 28th in 1998. So if you guys get a chance, go check that out. This happened in Riverside, California in 1998. And our cousin is actually the star of this play. So go check it out. It's December the 15th and 16th. Tickets can be purchased on stage, 411.com/new site/show/play. If you didn't get that information, you can hit me up in my DMs and I'd be more than happy to give it to you. But that's at the Hudson Theater. So if you get the opportunity, check it out. Risqué Accessories for custom made t-shirts, bags, your crystal jewelry, sports bracelets. You can contact her on Instagram under Risqué Accessories. The Lot Auto Sale, 538 East PCH, Long Beach, California, 562-591-5909. Ask for Ted. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 11 to 6 p.m., Sunday by appointment only. And it is best to call and make an appointment for Sunday. If you want to get a badass tattoo, Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach as well. Ask for Mr. Poison and also to see his work, follow him on Instagram, Mr. Poison on IG. You can book in advance with a $50 deposit at 323-639-9747. That man is bad with those tattoos, so highly recommend it. And as we always say, prayer is always needed. There is a prayer line that I'm on every day, Monday through Fridays and Tuesday at 6 o'clock in the evening. And that number is 720-708-1230. There is an access code, 169-1066. East Coast is 8 o'clock a.m. and West Coast is 5 o'clock a.m. So those of you who say you have insomnia, that is the best place to go to, and we be prayed up and praying on that line. So it's definitely worth tuning in. If you're looking for travel needs, Soul Travels, ElliaDelgado.intelTravel.com. You can give her a call on her business line at 808-769-2964. Follow on IG, Soul_Travels_LLC. So we know that times are coming in. People want to travel, and most of the time you want to have a good travel agent, a connection, because these flights be out of control. You want to get the best flights. FD Funnel Cakes, I've seen where they were booking for events now for the month of December, which is now until. So check them out as well at 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton. Tuesday through Friday, 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. They're closed on Mondays, and you have three ways to place an order. You can pull up or do a phone order, 310-404-6849. You can order online through DoorDash, Uber Eats, Postmates as well. FD Funnel Cakes, Filthy Rich Banana Pudding, 805-738-5943. Get your big pans of pudding for the holidays. You know, families, everybody wants a dessert after they have that good old food. So follow Shay Doe as well for her custom-made cakes, cupcakes, and delicious cookies and brownies and all that. So follow her on Instagram as well. And that's Shay Doe. West of Heaven Hair Salon, 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107 in Culver City. Visit the website, westofheaven.com, for all services. Ladies, it is the holidays, and I know how we like to go and get flyed up, so check that out. Save the date, My Tribe Rise and Holy Assemble presents Christmas in Dena, 4th Annual Christmas Celebration. Saturday, December the 16th from 12 noon until 3 p.m. The location is Holy Assembly at 55 East Villa Street in Pasadena. It's a free event. You get free food, toys, household items, music, live performances, and also resource booths. So save that date, you guys, and go check it all out. And you can also follow My Tribe Rise on Instagram as well. Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Boo, is always accepting donations for food, clothes. He gives them out every day to the homeless people. So if you can donate something, it is a season of giving. You can contact him on IG and Facebook under Luther Jr. Keith. And also Essendon Angels food giveaway every Saturday at 12:30. p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Follow Essendon Angels on IG. Check out her videos and Sylvia Nunn on Facebook. Quality food, good stuff. Tweed Cadillac, the After Six Crew show airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with the amazing G. Lewis as co-host. The studio line is 347-855-8436. You got to press 1 to speak. Or you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/93TweedFM. The West Coast time is 7 o'clock p.m. and the East Coast is 10 p.m. Go hang out with Tweed and T. Lou. Catch our brother Big Hank, Deacon Hank Norman, at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church. Gives out free food every day. What is that? 5 days a week at 1401 West 34th Street in the city of Long Beach. It's all week, first come, first serve. And you can also attend Sunday worship at that same location, 10:30 a.m. and Facebook Bible study live on Wednesdays at 12 noon. And you can also check our big bro out co-hosting the comedy show is at the Upper Room every Friday. Well, it was on last Friday, so I'm not sure it's going to be every Friday or not. But it's at 246 East 3rd Street. And also, let's keep our prayers up for Queen Alicia Norman. If you have any announcements that you would like to have made, you can contact me, Jean V. Berkley, on Facebook and Nubian Queen Jeans of the G Lu Show on IG. Those will conclude my announcements. Back to you, G Lu.
Nice. Yay, yay. Thank you for those announcements, Queen Jean.
Thank you. Very welcome.
Much love, respect. Shout out to Queen Jean. Shout out to everyone tuned in tonight. If you're listening online or if you called in, thank you for the love and support. Press 1 if you want to speak. You got any requests, let us know as well. In about another 15, 20 minutes, we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute coming up shortly. Before I continue, hold on, I got a caller. Let me go to the phone line. Caller, hello.
Yeah, what's going on, G Lu? It's Pastor Don, GNC. Yo, how you been, my brother?
What's going on, bro? How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm on my radio room, so I had to call in. I'm texting everybody, telling them to come to the show, but I want to give you support and give you a blessing because 2024 is going to be a year of 24 hours. We got to get it done, so. I appreciate you opening my line tonight. I just had to show some support.
Man, I appreciate you calling in and pressing one, bro. We appreciate that.
Hey, man. Well, I'm be on for the rest of the show. I want to hear who else calls in. Thank you.
All righty.
Thank you. Sir. Have a blessed one.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. There it is, 914-803-4001. Press one. If you want to speak, thanks for the love and support. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, DJ Maniac, it's OG Sundays, y'all. Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. We'll be back.
sir. How are you? Another live from Mr. Louis Rancock. Original Jamaican Da-da-da.
Oh, good evening. Greetings, Mr. Rankin. Mr. Lennox.
Not respect. I am the original Jamaican Da-da-da.
Much respect.
I'm happy talking there, especially to LA, California, wherever, because that's my city, eh?
Right, original music, the G-Loop Show, and the original Da-Da-Da, Mr. Ranka.
Okay, because we got Cousin Marcy coming up next with the Marcy's Minute on the G-Lou Show. Hang tight.
Inside.
Now we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. It can get a little sticky, y'all. Marcy, come on.
Oh, thank you, Cousin. Oh, my gosh. Those announcers are, how you say that is so funny. Yes, we got the tea. We got the juice. Get in here, y'all. We're going to make it real quick tonight. Let's go. Marcy's Minute. So we're taking it to Atlanta first. Local Atlanta police arrested Lanisha Chantrice Henderson on December 7th outside of the historic site on Auburn Avenue. She was charged with criminal attempt arson and criminal attempt interference with government property. Here's what police say happened at Martin Luther King Jr.'s childhood home. A witness film, according to the New York Times, the woman's father and sisters said Henderson suffers from a mental illness. The family arrived on the scene shortly after the bystanders stopped the reported veteran. They revealed they had tracked the woman using her phone location signal. Maker Zach Kemp said Henderson was pouring the gasoline on the shrubs. Then she rushed up the stairs and tried to enter the home by yanking on the screen door. I am not laughing, y'all, but I couldn't believe it. Now, Kim says she threw the empty canister into the bushes and grabbed a lighter from the grass area near the porch. He reportedly blocked her from getting back on the porch and it called 911. Though she seemed nervous, Kemp says she wasn't aggressive. He was the one who called over the two off-duty NYPD officers who detained her. How convenient. Y'all just happened to be sitting right there, huh? According to the New York Times, the woman's father and sister said Henderson suffers from a mental illness. The family arrived on the scene shortly after the bystanders stopped and noticed the reported veteran. They revealed they had tracked the woman using her phone location signal. Like I stated before, Martin Luther King Jr.'s home is a two-story Queen Anne-style house dated to 1895. The civil rights activist lived in the home for the first 12 years of his life. It is now a federal landmark and part of Atlanta's Auburn Avenue Historic District. The police are definitely investigating this attempted arson. Crazy, okay, y'all. Now, in hip-hop news, Nicki Minaj's fifth LP, Pink Friday 2, has already begun piling on the accolades and breaking streaming records just 2 days following its release. I am not the biggest Nicki Minaj fan, but I'm going to give credit where credit is due. Go on, Nicki. You did that. The project arrived on Friday, December 6th, and according to chart data, the sequel to Nicki's debut, get this, that was her debut over 13 years ago, is already certified gold. The 500,000 equivalent album units include sales and streams from three previously released singles, Red Ruby the Sleeve, Super Freaky Girl, and Last Time I Saw You. Minaj has also broken Spotify's record for the biggest debut of an album by a female hip-hop artist with the reported 41 million streams this weekend alone. So again, kudos to you, Pink Friday 2. I got a little gagger in here. Miss Kennedy, that's your girl. Moving right along. All right, and Charleston White has learned perhaps the hard way not to get violent with audience members. The controversial comedian was performing on Saturday, December 9th, when an audience member began heckling him. The show, which took place at the Crockett Civic Center in Crockett, Texas, was part of a Christmas celebration. Oh, no, not at the Christmas celebration, y'all. Things started taking a sharp left turn when White began taunting two audience members wearing L.A. Lakers jersey. Pull out some money, though. Pull out some money, though, he shouted at them. Gauntlets were thrown. Swears were thrown. A microphone was thrown. And a potted plant was thrown. And it just looked so hilarious to me. But we do not condone violence here at OG Sundays. I don't know if he made it out okay. The last I saw of the brawl going down, he was backed into a corner with the heckler standing over him. Stay peaceful, people. Last but not least, Pacoima Stand Up. WAC 100 made it to Vlad TV. Said he would never do it, but he did. Now, get this. WAC 100 recalled his experiences growing up in a gang-infested neighborhood where Valley Swans and other gangs were active. His older brother, Big WAC, was a revered figure in the area due to his affiliation with the Bloods. WAC 100 spoke of the propagation of gang culture, attributing it to peer pressure from within families and communities, seen with my own eyes, leading to a cycle of violence, often beginning in adolescence. He also explained the origins of Piru, a faction of the Bloods that originated in Compton. He clarified that the origin of the word was tied to a specific street in Compton and became widespread as members moved to other cities. He shared his initiation into the gang at 12 years old, describing it as a rite of passage that symbolized acceptance into the group. About only three parts have been released so far, but this was not a clubhouse interview, okay? WAC is sitting there, or Cash Jones, his name, talking very intelligent. Part one, he talks about how his dad got addicted in the 1980s. Part three, how his brother went to prison, the dad was an addict, and how he had to support his family home. Part five lists on how he was arrested at age 12. He shot a man 32 times in the face with a pellet gun. That's probably why I did not graduate with Mr. Cash Jones from the sixth grade. All right, and here's a little fun something for us at the end of today's Marcy's Minute. The year is 1977. We are in OG Sundays, right? What do you all prefer? We're going to do a head-to-head battle between two of the hottest songs that dropped that year from two of the hottest groups. I'm talking about none other than, are you choosing Enchantment, It's You That I Need, or The Floaters, Float On? Let me know what you guys think. That'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Pezzo, Queen, Maniac, back to y'all.
Nice. Hey, hey, hey. Shout out to Charleston White, who put up a video today that said, I came out without a scratch. He had his face all in the lens. And I still walked out with my paper. He said, I got my A whoop, but I still walked out with all my money in my pocket.
So shout out to Charles and White, the most controversial on the internet. So yeah.
Right.
And then the young lady with the Martin Luther King. I was like, okay, prayers up for her. And as far as the music, I'm going with Enchantment.
Okay.
That's who I'm
going with. I like
it. So.
All right, party people.
Absolutely.
I like it. That's one for Enchantment. Mm-hmm. Oh, and don't forget, y'all, when y'all get done with this, because y'all time is different, or catch it tomorrow, the Grammys, they're doing some kind of celebration for Hip Hop is 50, so if you want to check that out, it might be nice.
Yeah, I didn't know that was tonight, man. I didn't even know that was tonight until I just seen it on IG, man. I'm going to have to catch the replay of that, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on right now.
Yeah, you know, it'll be replaying and replaying and replaying and replaying. That's the good thing about that is that you can miss them, but they play them over and over and over again. So, yeah, we have to check them out. Absolutely. I want to give a shout out to my baby girl. She graduated yesterday. I am just so proud of her. Through all the everything, you know, being a mother, being a wife, running this house like she does, and she graduated. She graduated with a bachelor's degree in social science from the University of Southern New Hampshire. Yeah, so
congratulations.
I'm really.
Congratulations to the queen.
Congratulations
to the queen.
Yeah.
Congratulations
yeah.
to the queen.
That's
mother.
Beautiful.
I know you're
proud.
Yeah. I'm very proud. That's always the one out of the three who always been into education and elevating herself. She's always been like that. But it was a long time coming because she had to put it off at one time and two times she had to put it off, but she got it. She got it yesterday. So we had a ball yesterday. It was a good day celebrating. But shout out to you, Lanisha.
Shout out
right,
to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Beautiful,
I'll probably you all
beautiful.
Said that.
Yes, beautiful. There it is. And shout out to Cousin Marcy again with the Marcy's Minute for tonight. And we'll be
thank
back in a minute,
you.
Gentlemen. Yeah, yeah.
So many of you could come out and share and all the love and all the happiness we have in store for you. We want you to have a real good time, because that's just what we have in mind. Is that all right with you? Now, this is a tune that I compose. And it's called Tonight is the Night That You Make Me a Woman. Now, I never intended recording this song. It was a personal poem. That is, until the day that my producer happened to thumb through the pages of my notebook. He came across the words and he said, we gotta do something with these words. It's happening every day and people wanna hear about it. Ready? It's the story of a young girl making love for the very first time. Now, when I finally got a melody, I took it home and I played it for my mother. And I gotta tell you a little bit about my mother. You see, I come from one of those pretty large families and I'm the baby of the family. And you know, you never grow up to your mother. I'll never forget the way she looked at me when I played it for her. She said, I like the music. You know, baby, the melody is really nice. But I know you're not going to sing that song. But we used it right on by her. Yes, we did. And it became one of my biggest records, too. So I want you to do this for me, if you will. Everybody. Think back to your very first time. got impatient after waiting so very long. For a whole year I put you off with my silly hands, and we're both old enough to know right from wrong. Tonight.
I love you. Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella, straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the world famous. Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella coming straight out of Compton, and you're listening to the G Lou Show. You know what I said? The G Lou Show in the house.
Everlasting love, all you want is talk to you a minute. You know, sometimes we have a tendency, or should I say we forget what a woman needs every now and then. That is, if you want to keep your thing together. Listen to me now. Do the things that keep a smile on her face. Say the things that make her feel better every day. Man, you got to stay on your P's and Q's. If you don't, the woman you can easily lose. Oh, I had a love and I lost her. And no one can help me share the pain that you caused me. Oh, a woman got a
that guy Bobby Womack right there, a classic. It's OG Sunday's Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies with G Lou, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and DJ Maniac, and we've come to the end, y'all. So I'm gonna turn it over to Queen Jean and let her bless you with some great words to help you get through your week ahead.
Hey, yeah, that Bobby Womack is a classic. He's a classic.
Serious.
And yes. That song, A Woman's Gotta Have It, go pull that video up on YouTube. And I think he was performing that at a club. And watch those women. They are so mesmerized by Bobby Womack. He got that swag going. But that is a classic. Like, for real, DJ Penny. Go check him out. Go check him out. We are approaching a new week. We're getting further deep into the month of December, the season of giving. So this is how we celebrate it anyway. With the new week coming in, I just wanted to share a scripture with everybody. You can go check it out. It's at the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. At the right time, God will make it happen. And that's Isaiah 60:22. When you get the opportunity, you have a prayer closet, go in your prayer closet, read it. Read it. Whenever you get the time, just read it and repeat it and believe in it. And my other thing is just You know, you gotta keep your faith. You gotta keep that mustard seed faith. You gotta believe in that as well. And I'm gonna leave it with this, and then I'm gonna turn it over to Cousin Marcy or DJ Maniac with today's prayer. As the new year approaches, we pause to reflect and give thanks. Fill us with hope, renew our spirits, and guide our steps. Bless our coming year with your unwavering love and grace. May we walk in faith, embrace new beginnings, and share your light with others. May the coming year be a journey of faith, hope, and love for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Ashe. So that's just a prayer that I want to share with you all. Peace, love, and light. New week coming up. Y'all be safe. Stay warm. And shine.
Ooh, that's awesome, Queen Cousin. Can Cousin Marcy step on in here right fast, y'all? I just wanted to do a quick retraction. It's not the Grammy Award, y'all. It was a special tribute by the Grammys for hip-hop. Okay.
Okay.
And that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for another show. Yeah, I had to bring that back now. She had to rewind the tape. Cousin Marcy ain't trying to pull out no falsities.
But we appreciate
everybody,
it.
Everybody, I don't have nothing else. No. You know they be coming for you now, Maniac. She said what?
Oh yeah, I know.
Have a good week, everybody. It's y'all's. Go ahead.
All right. Okay, Maniac, you got anything for us, bro?
I'm still cracking up.
Tickled.
Marcy, Queen Marcy. Oh man, I really don't have that much to say, but to be safe.
All right. Be safe and stay dangerous. Maniac said it. I'm going to leave y'all with this right here, man. thank you. I just want to say again, thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight and showed us love and support. We thank you. We can't do it without you. All the love and support for the people who called in, listening online, whoever, we appreciate the love. We're here every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. Shout out to my co-host, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, and my brother DJ Maniac stepping in for us tonight. Remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K, okay? It'll make you weak, y'all. So make sure you pray. Make sure you do it tonight. Give love and thanks to the man upstairs who makes it all happen and keeps the lights on down here. With that being said, much love, respect, y'all. Have a great week. See y'all next time. Peace.
Much love. Okay. Oh.